888-988-3325.
Soap opera that is Schwarzenegger turns in a couple of different directions. Normally, we don't care about entertainment. For goodness sake, this is America Tonight, not TMZ. But we're going to dive into it a little bit during this hour of ATN. Kate Delaney, how you doing out there, America and beyond? It's been a rough couple of weeks, and most of that is due to Mother Nature. And boy, she has been ugly, especially when it comes to tornadoes. Over 500 people so far on record dead as a result of the tornadoes that we've seen ripping apart, especially the Midwest and the South. Tuscaloosa, Alabama took the brunt of it last month. That's where the University of Alabama is, and over 250 people rather killed. And now what's happened in Joplin, Missouri, 1,400 people missing and 130 people dead as a result of a tornado that was packing winds of 200 miles an hour. Think about it, folks. How much wind do you think that you could sustain? Not 200 miles an hour. Not a direct hit like that if you were cowering somewhere in a house. Or maybe you didn't know. What if you were just asleep and dead to the world, as they say? And unfortunately, the tornadoes touch down and maybe you get 15 minutes, maybe you get 20 minutes if you're lucky. Maybe you hardly get any time. In my hometown, right before we went on the air, maybe about a half an hour before, the tornado sirens were off and they were pumping out their warnings for about 10 or 15 minutes. In my particular neighborhood, I don't think a tornado touched down. There was heavy, heavy winds and rain and whatnot, but I don't believe a tornado touched down. However, damage around me that you get from those kind of storms, those thunderstorms and hailstorms, lots and lots of hail, tiny hail, and even in some places in Dallas, Texas, they describe baseball-like hail. In fact, a professional game had to be evacuated. The Texas Rangers, that made national news. They were playing a game. They evacuated the people for fear of what was going to happen. And as it was happening, with the baseball-sized hail that was hammering the stadium located in specifically in Arlington, Texas. So these violent thunderstorms and the tornado activity has just been terrible. And imagine the amount, you're talking about insurance, you're talking about FEMA coming in, you're talking about the amount of money to help these people rebuild. And we've had one disaster piled on after another here in the United States in the first 5 months of the year as we head into June. And we're getting into hurricane season. And hurricane season, what's that going to be like? Brace yourself, my friends in Florida and along the coastway. It's not supposed to be a particularly heavy hurricane season, but you don't know for sure. Only Mother Nature knows what she's going to hurl at us at any particular time. And it's those right temperatures. It's in the atmosphere. It's the right things that happen, unfortunately, called the perfect storm, that often lead to the hurricanes or lead to the tornadoes. And it's about warnings and having time. With a hurricane, usually much more time, definitely much more time, at least the possibility of the hurricane. With the tornadoes, it's gotten better. But still, if you're getting 20 minutes, that's pretty lucky. Then you have to decide what to do. Do you have a plan? Do you know what you're going to do with your family? Are they heading to the basement? Are they heading to a closet? Are they heading to the bathtub? Are you jumping in a car? What are we talking about? And that's what people were dealing with in Joplin, Missouri. And unfortunately, so many of them really couldn't get to safety. And that's the sad part of that. Let's move to what ails Benjamin Netanyahu. I say that this show is about water cooler buzz, what affects us in our backyard, and certainly the odds and ends of what's going on around the world. This is a big one. When the president decided to say that let's do the boundaries of 67, let's go back, let's make this peace accord happen between the Palestinians and the Israelis, he really opened up a can of worms. Especially, he said, this is something that's gone back to the Clinton days. It just hasn't been vocalized, but it's been talked about. Talk about throwing a former president under the bus, because, yeah, he kind of did that, right? So Benjamin Netanyahu says, no, we're not going to have any of that, when he talks about Jerusalem and going back to the indefensible boundaries of 1967. Here's Bibi in his own words.
Only a democratic Israel has protected the freedom of worship for all faiths in the city. Israel will not negotiate with a Palestinian government backed by the Palestinian version of Al-Qaeda. That we will not do.
There's even a Democratic congressman who is saying that the president is obviously leaning toward Hamas. And, you know, House lawmakers basically on both sides of the aisle are siding with Netanyahu over our president in the approach to brokering peace. It was last Thursday that the prez called specifically for Israel's 67 borders to mark the foundation, that's his words, for renewing the stalled peace talks between both of these sides. And Netanyahu says, you heard him there, and that was earlier in the day, Netanyahu added that the vast majority of the 650,000 Israelis who live beyond those 67 lines reside in neighborhoods and suburbs of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. This was a 45-minute address, and he says forget the peace agreement in these areas, as well as some other critical, strategic, and national important places that are incorporated into the final borders of Israel. So you've got Congressman Robert Andrews, who's a Democrat from New Jersey, who says that Obama is tilting toward Hamas. Hamas is a bunch of, I think, thugs and riddled with terrorists. And that's a definite reference to the Palestinian group that is considered a terrorist organization. So he said Congress would absolutely never base its approach to Israel and Israeli aid on any kind of position like that, and just said the majority of Congress disagrees with him. So Obama's going on this on his own. Not everybody is turning their back on Obama on it, but certainly a lot of people on the Hill are doing that. Obviously, Republicans are. It's to their advantage. But when you have a lot of Democrats who are rejecting it, that's not good. Even Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says, nah, this isn't working. And why? Think about it. Reid told the American Israel Public Affairs Committee that preconditions shouldn't even be in place in the negotiations, that no one should set any kind of parameters about borders or building or even anything else. And I never agree with Harry Reid, never. But I'm going to say I agree with him. And first of all, this whole brokering peace thing, forever and a day we've been talking about that. So I think the 67 deal and talking about the West Bank, Gaza, all that, the Golan Heights, yeah, that was a tricky move to try to figure out a way to throw it out there. And if he was trying to chum the water for the sharks, he's got the sharks all over him now at this point. All right, coming up, a little of that odds and ends next.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me.
So, in case you missed it, and I'm sure some of you did across America, I know you were waiting with bated breath. Ooh, Kirstie Alley, is she going to win Dancing with the Stars, Hines Ward, or that other unknown Disney young, cute girl? Is she going to win Dancing with the Stars? Because now it's boiled down to three couples. In the end, Hines Ward did win Dancing with the Stars. You think about his days, some of his incredible days with the Steelers. And, of course, like everybody else, what's going to happen when football goes out? So Hines Ward, with lots of time, does the dancing thing, and he wins. So another athlete wins. And the reason I bring that up is because what's going to happen to all these football players when there is no NFL? Ray Lewis said, the Ravens superstar, said that if there is no football, he thinks crime is going to increase across the country. He's not talking about crime committed by the football players. He's talking about people that are frustrated. And he said, look, we really got to remove pride that there's, you know, this is a serious thing. He said, I'm going to speak my mind. He was on one of the ESPN shows. And he said, no NFL. It's a grim picture, baby, across America. People won't have jobs and nothing to do on Sunday. I don't know. Is that true?
Do you think what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Could be true. Is that ridiculous? Is it ridiculous for him to say that, hey, if there is no football, We're talking crime, baby, in all of our major cities because people will be upset. They won't have anything to do. Like what? Spend time with their kids and not watching TV?
When he said that, and I love Ray Lewis, I love a lot of the things that he does say. I think he's pretty intelligent when it comes to just his comments. But that's just so dumb. Unless he's referring to his fellow compatriots in the NFL, because I think actually two of them got arrested over the weekend. Unless he's talking about that, I don't see how this is happening, because it's not like the off season happens and all of a sudden you have just mayhem in the streets because there's no NFL. It just doesn't make any sense.
I agree. I mean, it's the way, of course, he wants more money and he wants to be out there playing and he's a competitor. But that's a twisted remark. I would love to see if there's any correlation to that. And the answer is no. And the reason why is because there's a gazillion things you could be doing besides be watching football. Listen, I'm a huge football fan. I covered it for years. I write about it. We talk about it here on America Tonight. In fact, one of our major contests that all of you compete in, Nail the Score. It's so much fun. We all love it, and I'm all about it. I like watching the NFL. I like kicking back and watching it, all that kind of stuff. But do I think that if it's not around, will it lead to crime? Will people go berserk because there is just nothing to do? It's funny because here he is in Baltimore, and the Baltimore City Council felt compelled to say he's wrong and that Baltimore's a place where they have other things for people to enjoy. So, here's the thing. Will it cause hardships for people? Yeah. And are there people that do have jobs related to the NFL where it's going to be difficult on them? Absolutely. There's people who, I don't care what it is, when you've got a couple of different jobs working, you could be the vendor. You could have a merchandising business, big or small. Those dollars in your pocket, you can be the parking lot attendant. It doesn't matter, but it's a gig you need. It's that extra gig during the season, whatever. It's just one of those deals. So, yes, yeah, so from the job front, there's people that would be out, not just the football players, not just, the elite of the NFL, the billionaires and the millionaires. And will it have a detrimental financial impact on these cities? Absolutely it will have an impact on the cities because of people going to restaurants, up for the game. Think about it. What if I had a sports bar? What do you think? You got satellites. You got people watching games. And you might have college football on Saturday in that scenario. But then really it's about the NFL. Really it's about the NFL. But crime, that's hardcore. I'm going to say no way. People are chilling. They're watching. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know. The guy's in the pen already. It's interesting that we're at this point because we have no NFL. And, a lot of people sent me notes saying I was crazy. I had no idea what I was talking about. And I knew this was going to drag on based on just a few little conversations I've had with people really tied to the NFL. And if you watch ESPN and you listen to, or Fox, and you listen to some of the people, some of the commentators, the Chris Mortensen's, for ESPN, some of the real insiders there, if you listen to any of the Sports Illustrated people, they're trying to get the straight dope every single week, and they're telling you that. They're saying there's no progress, no matter what they're saying, there is no progress to be had. Exactly. Set off the alert. So, Mike Holmgren threw in his two cents about, the NFL season and the situation and where are we at the NFL owners' meetings. Here's what he said.
We're all looking forward to football starting over again. And so this is an informational meeting. All the clubs will know now where we are and what's going on, which is healthy for us. And, we're all looking forward to the time we can get back on the field again.
Yeah, of course they're looking.
Where is Mike Holmgren at? Did you hear that music in the background?
He was at an NFL meeting. He was at an NFL meeting.
It
was
like he was in the middle of a mall with a pan flute band behind him. It was like
being back
at Christmas time.
They had to do it cheap. They had to have it in the mall because they had no budget for this meeting. So that's why. Yeah, it's not looking good. It's not looking good, sports fans. You know, adopt another sport. Adopt another sport if you have to watch the tube, because there are other sports. And I hope it doesn't happen. I'm not predicting the doom and gloom. I don't want it to happen. For goodness sake, I'm in my own way, as I mentioned, covering things that are NFL related and the NFL. So I don't want to see it evaporate, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they cannot come to grips with the reality of the financial world that they're living in. And you think of the frustrations of the people who are unemployed. You think of people ravaged by storms. Now, I'm not putting the whole storm thing on the back of NFL players or owners or any of that, but I'm just saying it's very tough when you're in these other situations to see what's happening with the NFL and not feel ripped off. Because if this is your team, your pride, you saved up for your jersey, you wear your T-shirt, you paint your face on Sunday, you have the boys over. This is what you live for. People live for sports, for their team. It is about the rooting for the home team, absolutely. So now that's probably not going to happen. What I wonder is how many people will turn their back on the NFL? How many people will say, if it doesn't happen, if the season is tanked, they'll say, you know what, good luck trying to win me back because I'm not going to do it. I think that there will be people, and there'd be lots of folks that would disagree with me on this and say, oh, no way. Because then you bring it back, of course, so, you know, the people will flock back to it. I don't think so. I think some will be so aggravated that they're going to say, you know, I'm not going to invest time in this anymore. I'm certainly not going to buy any merchandise. So, you know, forget about it. I wonder how, where the cutoff point is, even if people, and they are doing, some of them anyway, doing individual workouts, when you think of no training camp, how big that is. We're heading into June. Middle of July, get to that whole training camp thing. That's important. And for the rookies who have no clue about the playbook, don't know what they're thinking, don't know where they would be possibly be used, don't know anything about how the team does its workouts and all that sort of stuff, they're really in the dark. That's where it's going to really suffer. The would-be rookies, or the people who are rookies, that would be in situations where they would get thrown into the game almost immediately. Not the guy who might be on special teams maybe once in a while. I'm talking about people that could ultimately be starters, that could push them back. Absolutely. I don't know, where are we at in the NFL? Are you crying any tears over the loss of the NFL? Do you think Ray Lewis is right and we're going to have crime all over our cities because people are frustrated that there's no NFL? 800-259-5791. You give me a call if you have any thoughts on that.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Give us 30 minutes a week, and we'll hope you raise a great kid. That's our motto for 30 Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net. We know that most moms and dads just want to raise a great kid, so we bring in best-selling authors, early childhood researchers, and experienced parents who've got the facts, the insights, and the know-how to make the toughest job in the world just a little bit easier. Shy kids, aggressive kids, boys struggling in school, how not to spoil your child. You'll hear it all on 30 Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and as we've talked so much about Joplin, Missouri, and tornadoes, and what's now happened, and how terrible it's been the first 5 months of the year here in the United States, 500 people dead, and that number could climb even higher because of Joplin, Missouri, and it's tough for people trying to recover and bounce back from this, and now you're in that rebuilding stage, and it's just not even in the rebuilding stage, but getting to the rebuilding stage is now the goal. And in Tuscaloosa, certainly that's what they're thinking about, is they've cleaned up and they're moving things. And you have to go through all that. You've got to certainly make sure that you've gotten every possible survivor you can. Good news, Tuesday they found somebody. So you take Tuesday with Monday, some survivors found. That's great. Maybe Wednesday some more people are found, and then they're crossed off that missing list, but they're not added to the people who have been killed as a result of this tornado that was 200-mile-an-hour winds. It was packing serious, serious winds. So quickly, a couple of tips sent to me from somebody who has weathered a few tornadoes in their day and also some hurricanes, but this isn't hurricane-related because there's some different things that happen between the two. You know, it's different when you're in the coast and you're battling winds and boarding things up and all of that. Here's what I got from my man, Bob Lynch, who helps people, who was an insurance claims adjuster for a long time. And he sent me a couple of quick things. One, he said, for people who suddenly find themselves just minutes, they don't have a lot of time. So this idea that you jump in the tub and you pull the mattress on top of you is a good one, but not when you don't have time. You don't have time to grab a baby and a tiny dog or squeeze the family in the tub and grab the mattress off because the rooms are too far apart and you can hear that freight train-like noise coming down the street. He says, look for an interior, if that's the case, look for an interior closet and huddle deep into the closet and wrap yourself up in things. Whatever you can put over top of you, that's the idea of the mattress. The reason for the mattress is if all hell breaks loose around you, you might have a good chance to survive it where the tub is so solid and picking that up. So when everything is going on and you're just hanging on, you're there in that tub, and the mattress, anything that falls on it could save you that way. In other words, the debris that falls on it, and plus the solidness of the tub when you're talking about these winds. The other thing is, naturally, there's some obvious things, like he says, if you have the cellar, you go into the cellar, stay away from the windows. If nothing else, you certainly have to be away from the windows. He says that there's a difference between what happened in Joplin, Missouri, and where you have a hurricane of a smaller magnitude, when you're talking F1s and 2s and that kind of thing, versus some storm that's packing that much greater winds. Of course, there's a huge difference. Picture yourself at 200-mile-an-hour winds versus, it's like when you're on Michigan Avenue in Chicago and they have ropes because the wind is so powerful, but it might be 30-mile-an-hour winds versus 200. 200, you're not grabbing a rope on Michigan Avenue and hanging on for life. If you are, I want to meet you because there's no way you're not going to get blown off that sucker. And he did say this, if there is a lot of warning time, that one thing you can simply do is get out of Dodge. Just make sure you're headed in the right direction. It depends on the direction of the tornadoes and what's happening around you. If it's clearly it's passed over one area, you're not heading, you know, you're heading back into the area where it's gone. It's done and there's nothing in the horizon. The good news is with all of us, the way we have cell phones now today, whether it's the iPhone that you might see me holding up right now, if you've got Pal Talk and you go to AmericaTonight.net, or if you just go to AmericaTonight.net, you don't have to have Pal Talk. Through the miracle of Pal Talk, we're doing that. But you'll see, I hold up the iPhone or Android or whatever it is that somebody has, you've got the radar. So you can see what's happening, what's coming towards you, and just be smart about it. You get out, you go in the other direction, so you can get in the car. The other piece of advice that he gave, and I think this is good, I mentioned this on the air, I believe, at least once or twice, because most of us might not be in this situation right now. You might feel like you're organized and pretty tidy about your life. You have bills and passports and whatever in certain drawers, but in the drawer, it's not going to help you when you're fumbling around to grab things because you're remembering, oh, you're hysterical. I've got this. I got to grab this. I got to grab, you know, you're doing the grab thing, whatever I can grab. So get one of those giant Ziploc bags, if nothing else, and have a checkbook in there and have credit cards or whatever it is that you need. Have it in there, keys, things, whatever else you need. Put it in that, grab it. Or a safe. The safe is the other thing. Because of fires, but we're talking about tornadoes here, but a safe would work too. You could just grab the safe and run out with that, especially if you're doing the car thing, then that's pretty easy. Everything's in the safe. You grab it, throw it in the car, poof, you're gone. And the best thing that could happen, you go away from where the tornado is, you come back, and everything's okay, and your street didn't get hit or whatever, or maybe it did, but you weren't in the house, you weren't worried about mattresses over your head. Am I going to be able to survive this? Is it going to smash my house? The whole thing is, forget it. It's you don't have to worry about it. So it probably would be smart for everyone to just put that easy weather radar thing on the phone. You could even have your local television station. For goodness sake, the weather people are like celebrities now because there's so much weather, the dramatic weather that goes on. That's what you're looking at. That's why the Weather Channel became so popular. You know, how many people are watching the Weather Channel? Something happens, poof, they're going to the Weather Channel so they can see it, or they're traveling so they can see it. So there's some quick tips, and we thank Mr. Lynch for that. Appreciate that. Let's move to justice. For some, there is no justice. Why is it never about the victims? One of the saddest stories that's unfolded the last 3 years has been this story about 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony, who was missing in 2008, in the summer of 2008, and now her mother is on trial for murder. But a real bombshell came out of this case. What happened is that her defense attorney, Jose Baez, is saying that this isn't a murder case. He's saying that the child was in fact drowned in the family's pool back in June of 2008. So the defense attorney, with a very straight face, really selling this, told jurors during opening statements that that was what happened. Kaylee Anthony and her father, George Anthony, panicked when they found the little girl, and they found her father. Anthony found her father cradling her body the morning, actually the actual morning of June 16th in 2008, and yelled at his daughter and said, "Look what you've done. Your mother will never forgive you." And, you know, he told her she would go to jail for child neglect and said that's what really happened. Wow. And the attorney is saying it's a tragedy that snowballed out of control. And it's not, again, I'll repeat this, not a murder case. It's not a manslaughter case. It's an accident that happened to some very disturbed people. Whoa. Are you buying that? She's accused of killing her daughter and lying about it to investigators. This is an Orlando trial that has gone through 3 years of all kinds of legal, bizarre delays and twists and turns. And just, it's unbelievable how much this has been tied up in the courts. And nationwide, when I say in your backyard, all eyes are on Orlando. People know this story. She's pled not guilty. She denies harming her daughter or having anything to do with the disappearance. And her attorney says once all the facts are known, it'll become clear that she's innocent. In addition to capital murder, she faces 6 other charges, including aggravated child abuse, aggravated manslaughter of a child, providing false information to authorities. And if she's convicted by that jury, then she could face the death penalty. And you know how I feel about the death penalty. I'm a definite fan of the death penalty because, once again, some of the heinous things that happen and the lack of empathy for the victims, I don't understand in some cases. I think there is a lot of empathy for this little girl. People don't understand it. And also this attorney, when explaining her behavior in the month before her daughter was reported missing, because remember, the daughter wasn't reported missing until July. And what the attorney is saying is that it's something that she had been doing all her life, hiding her pain. And what the attorney is saying is that she had been sexually abused by her father starting at the age of 8. So let me re-rack this for a second for you. She's on trial for murdering her daughter, where she lied and misled police at all kinds of different ends of this thing. So now the attorney is saying, oh, no, she helped the father cover up the death because she drowned in the pool. And by the way, the father sexually abused her starting when she was a little girl. So that's why it seems odd, her behavior. I don't know. Anyone buying it? Do you think there's any truth to this? Here's my digits, 800-259-5791.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Kaylee Anthony story and how sad that was and how many people are very well aware of that little girl. And I say it's always about the victims and who stands for the victims. And that family absolutely has a lot of strange characters in it who are with all kinds of crazy stories and whatnot. But I think that it just seems to me that a made up deal. It's a perfect thing to say and it seems odd. So Jack says this on chat. He says, have you noticed that trial lawyers are never made to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? That's the beauty of being the lawyer. Remember, you don't want to know. Your idea, what you're doing is you're just defending. You're not asking the question, did you do it? You're not asking that question. You're just defending. That's the deal. I think it's sad. It's sad what happened to the little girl. It's sad that she disappeared, that police were misled, that all these resources were spent on it, that people were pulling for her to survive and there was no chance. If there was an outside chance that this was a true story, how sick and twisted is that? Because if it was an accidental drowning and then all of this has happened, you got to be kidding me. I mean, there's absolutely something wrong with this. And that she wouldn't have said anything, and that there's this long cover-up, and then it's the finger-pointing thing, and it's the father and the mother going against the daughter, and the daughter's young daughter, their grandchild, who's the one who's found in a shallow grave off of the highway. And it's just a terrible, terrible thing that really certainly broke the hearts of a lot of people in Florida. People who didn't know anything about this little girl were searching. They had thousands of people that got involved in the search for her. And if this is the case, that's, I'll tell you, that's just as sick of an ending that I could possibly think of. And I can't imagine that that wouldn't have come forward in the past. Now, she could have made up the story. Who knows? But it's a real bombshell that came out in the courtroom. I don't think anyone expected that in opening comments. You know, maybe that proclaiming her innocence and some other things, but to flat out say, no, the father was complicit. She died in the pool. We covered it up. I was sexually molested by my father. Yeah. Ooh. Tall tales. That's what I think. I think it's tall tales, but we'll see what the jury ultimately decides there. Well, the jury's still out on who the Republican nomination is going to go to 2012. There are a lot of names that are being mentioned. And the latest New Hampshire poll shows that Mitt Romney is the front runner, but really voters, I don't think, are settled on Romney. I don't think so. And Romney has the problem of the whole health care issue, and there's a lot of things that could come out with that that would burn him. When you think of him being the governor of Massachusetts, he can't really overcome that hurdle, the affordable health care, because he certainly can't back affordable health care if he were to get the Republican nod. And he tries to say that when he was governor, what happened in Massachusetts is different than what the federal legislation is, but it's not really washing with people. So 3 weeks before the first Republican presidential debate in New Hampshire, Romney is the front runner, though, for better or worse, in the battle for the state that holds the first primary in the road to the White House. And it's interesting, you know, who else is going to emerge that possibly could grab this seat? Well, one of the names that's being thrown out there now is Rudy Giuliani. Maybe not poo-pooing the idea of being nominated for the spot, but I think his time has come and gone. If he were going to ride on that train, it needed to happen before this. I don't think this is a Rudy Giuliani time. I could be wrong, but maybe as a vice presidential candidate, I don't know who the main ticket would be, who would be on, you know, who would be running for president, and he would take the VP. But I don't see it, except for they're floating it. Even Pete King, the congressman from New York, really thinks that Giuliani's going to run based on some of the conversations that he's had. So let's just say it's wide open at this point. Rick Santorum, though, is making plans to announce. So there's people that say they're going to announce. There's people that are bailing. It's kind of a who's who and who's next. Maybe somebody that we're not even thinking of that ends up getting the nomination. Would you have really thought McCain, although he is a usual suspect, would you have thought John McCain in 2008 or Sarah Palin on that ticket? That would have been the ticket. Of course not. Sarah Palin, definitely not. Nobody was thinking of Palin. That was such a huge surprise when that happened. All right, as usual here on ATN, we're zigging and zagging all over the place. Let's go to Greg in Kansas. Hey, Greg.
Hello.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good. What's going on in Kansas?
I don't know. We're just kind of wondering if we're going to get some of these storms that are happening.
Well, you know what? Some of them, there were some pretty bad thunderstorms that hit Texas, that hit Kansas, that hit, you know, some Oklahoma. So, yeah, I'm looking at radar every single day, and you and I, you're in Kansas, I'm in Texas, we're right in the middle of this thing.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you know,
Tornado Alley.
Yeah, you know that that's not, I love that, Tornado Alley, don't love it, but that's the true tag. You know that what can happen in a moment's notice, certainly in Kansas. Have you ever been in the middle of a tornado?
When I was about, I'm trying to think how old I was probably like 5 or 6, when I was growing up in Amarillo, and one came over, you know, and we were like coming home from eating with the family, and we like pulled into this empty carport, you know, because it was like hailing like crazy and stuff, and yeah, and it passed right over. So that's the only close call I've had with it. You know, we've seen them, you know, growing up in Texas and, you know, and down in Lubbock area and stuff. And, yeah, so about, when was it, like in 2006? I'm thinking 2005 or 6 when that big tornado hit Greensburg, Kansas.
Yes,
and,
that was terrible.
That's about 100 miles from where I'm at. So, yeah, and I drove through there after that. Yeah, it's like 90% of the town was gone.
So shocking, isn't it? Because I've lived through them, seen them, and seen the devastation when I was in Kearney, Nebraska. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
One side of the street, fine, nothing. No damage, not anything. No trees down. The other side of the street, completely demolished, and it's so random. And there's just not a lot of time. You're lucky if you get 20 minutes. Where I am and where our satellite studio is, Greg, the siren sounded about a half an hour before I went on the air. So I thought I was going to be in a bunker somewhere trying to broadcast on a phone. But can you imagine? I'm here. I'm trying to talk right now. Can you hear it? But there was extensive hail and high winds, no doubt about it, but it didn't hit the neighborhood. And it's kind of scary when you hear that. You just know that you have to bolt into action when you hear the sirens. Yeah.
Well, I have a basement, so that's where I'm going to go.
There you go. You're lucky. As you know, growing up in Texas, not a lot of basement action in Texas.
No, Kansas, there is, though.
Yeah, that's smart because they know they built them strong there. All right, you take care. Thanks for the call.
All right.
And just like Greg, I mean, I know there's a lot of you listening where you're wondering what's happening with these storm cells. And I have been checking, and there are some bad thunderstorms in the forecast for a big swath of the Midwest. So it's a matter of if it gets the right conditions where you get the winds and it comes and turns around and you start to spawn those twisters. And so far, I mean, of course, not right now. That's not on the radar. That can change in a moment's notice, as we all know. So you think about it, you know, say a little prayer for those people who have had their lives ripped apart in Joplin, Missouri, and in Tuscaloosa. And if you can lend any kind of a hand, please, please do. I know here on the show we're giving some donations to the American Red Cross and any of the other organizations that we know, they're funneling the money directly to those people on the ground who desperately, desperately need it.